You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Amit.
Thanks so much for speaking to us. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a dentist in Melbourne, and I've always had a real passion for the outdoors, and my hobbies are outdoor adventure sports. So probably about 15 years ago, we looked to find a property where we could possibly move to, and basically that encompassed all an area where we could do all of the adventure sports that we love. And consequently, we ended up buying our farm, and 5 years into it, we decided to build our dream house, and the idea was to move up there permanently.
How do you share your time in between two places, or where do you spend most of the time?
So we live part-time in Melbourne, and we live part-time up at the farm, which is in a place in between Dinner Plain and Kabungra, which is in the snowfields.
Jeremy, tell us what happened.
Basically, after New Year's Day, we weren't at the farm. We were trying to get back up there to spend the holidays with the children. And we got notified by Vic Emergency that the fires were getting worse and there were some lightning strikes that occurred on New Year's Eve. Those fires were just fueled by wind and they were heading straight towards our farm. And we kept a close eye on it on the internet and decided not to go up there because Vic Emergency was advising against it. That then turned to an evacuation order, and so there was no way we could get to the farm. We're very glad we didn't. And then I basically, the day that we had the evacuation, I was calling our answering machine at the farm every half an hour, and I sort of figured that if the answering machine was working, the house would still be there. And also, if the phones went down, I was also knew that I could call my neighbour, and if his phones weren't working, it was probably the phone lines. But at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we called the farm and the phone just went dead. So I called my neighbour and his phone was ringing, and 10 minutes later he rang me up and gave me the bad news.
So the whole property got burned to the ground?
Totally, yeah.
Did you also grow anything in that farm or had any animals who managed to safely escape?
Our business up there was, we were trying to be one of the first Australian growers of organic pine nuts. There are no pine nuts grown organically in Australia for sale. And we also had two horses up there as well, and that was basically we had. So the horses went missing straight after the fires, and we put out a call on Facebook to see if anyone had seen them. And luckily, the fires, although they devastated the entire property, they seemed to have skipped over a tiny valley within the property, and the horses hidden, sheltered there. And there's still some grass, believe it or not, there, and that's where they are today, still fenced in that area.
Well, thanks God they are safe and managed to find their way to the shelter. And what goes through your mind as soon as you realize, okay, it's all gone, what do I do next?
I don't know. I think it's a huge, overwhelming sense of potential loss. I couldn't really think straight, to be honest. It was, you just don't know where you are or what's happening. And you know, I wasn't even there, but millions of things run through your mind and the what ifs and what's going to happen. And yeah, pretty much, it was pretty bad time, but I can't really remember thinking anything in particular, really.
Did people try to contact you and offer their help in any way?
I was getting close to 10 messages from total strangers I'd never even heard of before, offering me things from clothing to looking after the horses, providing feed, the care. We've had some really good people in the community up in the ski fields that have offered to rent us their house at a very, very low price so we can live, still go up there to feed the horses and look after the property. Yeah, we had lots of friends very concerned calling up, and yeah, the offers of help kept coming for almost a week. It was just unbelievable, very overwhelming.
I guess you had to reply back to each one of them.
It almost came a full-time job trying to respond to them all. We responded to everything. It was just, everyone was just so nice. It was incredible.
Jeremy, what is going to happen next?
Well, we're going to rebuild. So I think the initial shock's gone. We realise that all we've lost is just material objects. I mean, we lost some sentimental stuff, but we're insured. So we'll rebuild the house to the same as what it was before and get back on with our lives. And I was up there last weekend and I've seen what bushfires can do before, but never quite firsthand. And the devastation was just unbelievable. We had a fire bunker within the actual house, which was totally destroyed and melted. And seeing steel melted, vehicles melted, motorbikes melted. It was, the intensity of the fire was just incredible.
What did it feel like to drive through a devastated area that we all saw only on TV?
I said to my wife, like, driving through, it reminded me of something from The Walking Dead, because there's no people, no cars, no animals, nothing. And it's like a burnt moonscape up there. I mean, there's areas where the bush is still present, but I mean, even when I was here last week, there were still lots of fires on around our property, and the fire brigades from all over Australia and even some of the Americans were there trying to put out the fires and chop down some of the dead trees.
And because of that, those areas are becoming very dangerous as trees might fall. And you actually mentioned me earlier that unfortunately one of the firefighters didn't make it as he got killed by a falling tree.
I think there was one firefighter who was helping from around Omeo Way who was unfortunately killed by a falling tree, which is probably the biggest risk going forward now, is that the bush has been so badly burnt that, you know, if you walk through it, those trees are just falling down left, right and centre now.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, and well done to all the brave firefighters who continue to fight the fires. A truly unbelievable effort. And also thanks to community members who came forward and assist you in any way.
Oh, look, I mean, there were so many people. I think the local community, my neighbours and the residents of Omeo have all been phenomenal. Even people I didn't know from Omeo have been just helping provide hay and things like this. It's just too many people to thank, unfortunately.
Jeremy, thanks so much for speaking to us and good luck with your future plans and recovery.
Thank you, Amit. Pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.